Hello, Fly Nation. Welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 133. And today I want to address the question from Bridget, how she could raise her vibration because she's in a bad mood and she doesn't know how to come out of it. So today it's all about how to raise your vibration, and this is for all, but especially for you, Bridget. So first and foremost, everything in the universe is made of energy. Every table, the chair we sit on, everything is first a thought and then becomes a material thing. And what differentiates one form of energy from the other is the speed of vibration. So considering this on people like Bridget had the problem that she is surrounded with naysayers, and she's ready to break free and to move on and to step into the bigger version of herself. But she has colleagues and a loved one who is judging her, who doesn't believe in her greatness, and who eventually is holding her back. So we're gonna talk about that today. So as we said, everything is a frequency, and so are we. And of course, humans vibrate at different frequencies. So our thoughts and feelings can determine the frequency at which we vibrate. And our vibration goes then out in the world and attracts to us the energy moving at a similar frequency. So this is how we create our own reality, and which is why we can cause a positive shift in our lives just by raising our vibration. And negative emotions, which we all put down deep in the basement, and they are stuck there until we get ready to release them, such as anger, hate, fear, blame, shame, so many of these negative vibrations, which we tend not to feel, right? And therefore, they are stuck there, and they come up whenever a new trigger is coming up. So similar situations, a person acting out almost the same as maybe the ex-partner, whatever it is, until these emotions are cleared up and felt and released, and the situation is finally solved, this comes up again whenever a trigger is coming our way. And this is, of course, the same when we are surrounded by negative or sort of cynical people. I did discover this myself years ago. And I finally committed to really let go of people that bring me down, that are not good for my vibration, because of course it is hard to keep your vibration positive and on a high level, which I always intended to, if you're surrounded by people drag you down, right? That is much harder than being surrounded by positive people and positive vibes. So what I recommend is to take a clear look at the people you are or you surround yourself with, because that's a decision, of course, and maybe have a tough conversation with some of the naysayers or negative influencing people, and maybe you could solve that. Or if this is not possible, then it's better to go different ways, right? Because vibrating at a low frequency and negativity attracts the same, which of course we don't want. It makes it additionally hard to keep yourself on a positive vibration and high vibration. And it can even lead to severe diseases. So you might want to rate yourself where on a scale from 1 to 10 you consider yourself to be regarding your vibration, and who or what is the cause that is responsible for your low vibration if this is not constantly. So that would be a good tip. And additionally, of course, there are many ways to raise your vibration, not only letting go of people who are negative and of course make it hard to keep your positive vibration, but you could first and foremost visualize the positive, think positive, think uplifting thoughts rather than fearful or negative thoughts. And by focusing on what you want and what you love, you put your attention on where you want to go, right? Rather than putting your attention on the past and what doesn't work, right? So these are some tips that I do. So for example, every evening before falling asleep, I do a recap, and I fall asleep with a sort of gratitude. So naming three things I am grateful for, either what went well in the day, or I always include my sons, my dad and my dog, my beautiful house and garden, which I'm very grateful for. And yeah, sometimes it's just being alive, or yeah, being healthy, whatever it might be for you. But to make it, it's nothing really granted, right? We should really put our attention on it, and to remember ourselves of all the great things we have in life. So that's a way to come out of negativity. And yeah, my life is depressing, right? I'm sure you can find something, just, and even if it's just being alive. And additionally, what I do, I celebrate daily wins. So that could be something that went really well. A good shot on the golf course, meeting somebody nice, whatever this is for you. And for me, of course, it is doing sports, but it could be anything for you. Whatever is lifting you up, that is great, and do more of that. And additionally, what I suggest, especially for Bridget and those who consider themselves to be anxious and to depressed, is to really do EFT, the emotional freedom technique, and I will have another video coming out soon on that, so you know the tapping points and you can address especially what's the cause in your case. I will I'm just recording a special course on that, a program, and that is an easy way where you can help yourself to raise not only your vibration, but to do a lot for your overall mood and for your health, because you can release stress very easy and focus on what you would love to attract. So this 5-minute gratitude journal or 5-minute gratitude visualization is a good tip to feel more positive and even lighter, and to raise your vibration. That is not costing you too much time, and maybe additionally you wanna get into the emotional freedom tapping for another 5 minutes, or just meditate to really come out of negative thoughts and feel your body and soul and what should be next, and follow this, because otherwise you often tend, and each and every one of us tend, to stay too much in our head, right? And then the ego play kicks in, we get into fearful mode, and we are anxious all the time, and fear whatever your thing is, right? That might be something about the family, about the business, whatever it is in your case. I remember I have two adult sons, and both of them ran the motorbike, drove the motorbike, and of course for a mom that is, you don't want to have it, because you're anxious there could be an accident, right? But just by thinking of that, and of course they came home late at night, but I wasn't sleeping before I did hear the door, and that was stressful for me, right? And but I could understand that it is fun to ride the motorbike, I totally get it, but still I was in a anxious mode when they were out, until I said to myself, I don't want to be controlled by this fear, I want to break free, and I let it go, right? And so I transformed myself to break free from the fear of accident of my two sons with the motorbike. And that's absolutely doable. And that was a big shift for me, because just imagining what could happen was always sort of, lowering my frequency. And whatever it might be for you, the best thing is to face the fear. Either you ease in, so you take little baby steps towards it, or you plunge in face the fear and do it anyway. Right, because the way to get rid of the fear controlling you is the way to through it. And but we will cover more about the fear and how to break free from it in I think it's scheduled for the next episode. But just today, start with raising your vibration and eliminating whatever is lowering your vibration. So I hope this was helpful, Bridget, and for all of you. Thanks for listening in. As always, if you have questions, just bring them up and send them in. You can reach me on my website in the contact form or on Facebook, Freestyle Life, and I can cover it in one of the next episodes. So have a great time and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.